You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Dodge all this rain that's coming. What's up, Earl?
Hey, man. Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger himself on the Earl Ingram Show. Man, I got to tell you, Gilbert, I'm high.
What that mean?
Hey, because football is here, man. Look, man, I got to tell you, man, I went to the football league that I ran for 20 years. Kicked off this past Saturday. I went to the park. Oh, man, 600 boys, all the families. Man, I don't know how many football fields we got. 4 or 5 football fields. Playing football, man, from 8 a.m. to about 2 in the afternoon. Families, man, just everywhere.
You can't beat that.
No, man, Gilbert, I did that for 20 years. And I got to tell you, man, I miss it, right? Man, I really do. It's been 3 years. And just walking out there, I said, man, I really do miss this, man.
Yeah, you goosebumps, didn't it?
Yeah, man. I walked out on the field, and somebody said, hey, who is you? Hey man, this is my league. What do you mean? Who am I?
I started this stuff.
Yeah, man. Hey, and so I understood. Things change. Man, there was only two referees left from when I did that, and several coaches came over and man, but just being out there, Gilbert, man. I miss being around football. It's one thing to talk about football, right? Mm-hmm. It's another one to be around that grass, be around all that screaming and yelling, right?
All that crackling.
Yeah.
Of the
crack, crack. Man, that's nothing like football, man. And it's been 3 years since I retired from it, and I purposely stayed away from it because I didn't want people to say, you know, somebody else is running it now, right? And I wanted them to go ahead and, you know, and do that thing.
You ain't want to step on no toes.
Right, man. But I really miss being around it. And the other thing was, man, I watched the Packer preseason game. And oh, my God, man. I'm ready for football, man. I'm just telling you, I'm ready for football. Jordan Love.
Sounds like it. I can hear it in your voice.
Hey, man, Jordan Love, look, you know, he missed a couple tough plays. There was a crossing pattern with the tight end. That was Gilbert. That was about a 20-yard throw that we do know on the run, Aaron Rodgers would have hit the cat in stride. He missed that. He threw it too high. And then there was a bomb. That he passed was beautiful, probably about 50 yards. And what he did was let it hang a little too long, and the safety came across and broke it up.
Yeah.
But outside of that, man, he was sharp.
Oh, Earl, the other team played football too, you know?
Oh, is that what it is?
you know what, man? And that was his first time starting. He was probably nervous as hell. You know what I'm saying? But he still played a pretty good game.
Gilbert, and here's who was, I asked you before, I forgot the left tackle's name.
Bakhtiari.
Aaron Rodgers' boy.
David Bakhtiari.
Aaron Rodgers' boy. He said, Jordan Love's athleticism, his quickness in the pocket. The line couldn't get at him, Gilbert, because He's quick. I mean, how old is he? 27? Whatever he is, he's a young man. Aaron Rodgers was 39, and he couldn't get out of the way, even though he was still pretty mobile. So Jordan Love does offer that aspect.
Different style of play, and he gonna make them linemen move because his feet is better than Aaron Rodgers' feet.
Oh yeah,
you see what I'm saying? So he gonna make them linemen work more to block because as a lineman, you gotta know where he is,
and you gotta get there.
For so many years, they knew where Aaron Rodgers gonna be.
Right.
This cat here, he gonna be all over the place moving them feet.
Yeah, because Aaron Rodgers was in the pocket a lot.
Yeah.
Jordan Love was, he slides away from the pressure, Gilbert, right? Because he's so young in his feet. But I got to tell you, man, the Packers I get it. First preseason game. Gilbert, their talent level is unbelievable. They've got so much young talent. On offense and defense, running back, wide receiver, defensive backs, linemen, Gilbert, they're loaded with great young talent. I don't know where they're going to put them all.
Yeah, that's a problem that a lot of teams wish they had.
Yep.
Too much talent. You see what I'm saying? When you got too much talent, and you got a problem of who you going to keep and who you going to get rid of and who can you hide and who can you put on the practice squad and develop. Because, you know, even though you're trying to hide them, if you put them on the practice squad, they still can be snatched.
Oh, really?
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what happened to me. You know what I'm saying? I told you that story, but
no,
I told you when Dennis Green and them try to put me on practice squad and was going to bring me back after they got their running back back or got another running back. 10 minutes. I was only 10 minutes. And Green Bay Packers picked me up.
Oh, okay.
In 10 minutes. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a game where your talent can take you far.
So let me ask you this, Gilbert, because all I could think about was all of these teams have the best scouts, cats who get paid top dollar to evaluate talent.
Yeah.
You know, that's their job, right? I mean, that's all they do is evaluate talent.
They got a whole staff for that.
So the fact that the Packers must have great talent evaluation, because it's not like they're drafting 1 through 5 or 1 through 9. How are they able to accrue all of this great young talent, and then teams that finish lower than the Packers and draft higher? Man, that really is the key to this, isn't it?
Well, that's what they say. The talent assessment. That's where they say when it comes down to the talent dude or the GM.
Yeah, you always say that.
At the end of the day,
you always say
that. At the end of the day, he has to sign off on it. But what they do is with their talent guys is they have a lot of retired football players, old school guys that really know talent. If you got a great group of guys that got that eye for talent under you and can convince you, it's kind of like, you know, you go out and you want to buy your kid a car, but you really want them to have that car because it's the right price for you.
Right.
Now you got to go to your kid and convince him how good this car is for you to buy it. You see what I'm saying? And that's how they're doing with talent. You know, they see a guy that they really like and think he can do something, they got to go take it to the GM, the talent dude, and he got to sign off on it.
Gilbert, I got to tell you, the Packers don't have old dudes doing that. They got young people in those positions.
Oh yeah, they got a mixture of people, man.
Right.
You got to have that talent and that wisdom from a couple of them old veterans too, You know what I'm saying? Just because that's just the way of life. They know.
So they're not just looking for talent, Gilbert. They're looking for character too, right?
Yeah, because you can have a guy that's awesome, but he's a horrible locker room guy. You know what I mean?
What's the boy's name that played for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Brown, the wide receiver.
Antonio Brown,
right? Great talent.
Destroyed. I mean, it's kind of like how they say Terrell Owens was like.
Right.
That. You know, when him and Donovan McNabb would go back and forth, they need each other to have a great season. You see what I'm saying?
Did you guys never had players like that in Green Bay, did you?
You know what, man? We were very fortunate to have guys that love guys. No ego
prima donnas,
guys.
Right.
Even when we got Andre Rison.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody thought he was just going to be the cancer of the team. And it turned out that if you got a great leaders on that team, it'll never happen. It'll never happen.
Yeah, you know, I remember when Andre Rison came in, and great talent. There was a lot of questions about it. But the Packers historically haven't went after a guy like that, right?
Right, right. You're right, because when you go out and you try to get a guy he got about three or four different nicknames, Bad Moon Rising in Atlanta, yeah. Spider-Man in Kansas City, you know. But I tell you, he lived 10 minutes away from me in Michigan, man. And he's still the salt of the earth, man. He's one hell of a guy. Just had I want to say congratulations to him because he just had a boy a couple weeks ago.
You just had a boy?
Yeah, he old, man. I know. But he got four beautiful daughters at home. Hey,
mama's baby, mama's baby, papa's baby.
Yes.
Well, something like that. Anyway, listen, we got to go to a break. Gilbert Brown, under the helmet with the Grave Digger. And phone lines are open. David, I see you. 844-967-2789. Hey, man, it's football season. It's here.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 67, winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows level off around 55, cloudy skies expected. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And to all the people in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Baby.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock.
Way back stuff.
When I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The hard, the hip hop would take it this far.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. And yeah, football season is here. You know, we're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, the preseason game and just the talent that the Packers have amassed. That's, and again, man, I've been around a little while. Just watching all of that talent is amazing to me. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, I'll tell you what. What I was impressed with is they just seem a lot faster.
Yeah, yeah,
this
man.
They're just flying over the place. There's no, you can't teach that, obviously.
No, that's talent. That's what I'm saying. The talent they've amassed.
Yeah. The natural ability is definitely there. And the rookies from last year, you could see the growth. That you know, like Toure, you know, the wide receiver. They seem to be definitely. There's a connection with Tim and Jordan Love. And the only thing, there are a couple things though that do concern me, and I'll bring this up to Gilbert. One, the field goal kicker that we drafted, he scares the living hell out of me. He missed a couple extra points, a field goal. You know, he's not had very good practice. I know he's got big legs, but do you think if he has another bad game or two, do you think they're going to call up Mason Crosby? That's number one. And number two, Josh Meyer, you know, our center, he seems to be really struggling and regressing. I mean, I don't know what's going on there, but I am a little bit worried about that. End of things.
So before
that's the only negative things I could really say.
But before Gilbert answers that question, that rookie quarterback looked like reincarnation of Brett Favre. Gilbert,
you know what?
That quarterback they drafted has a cannon. He reminded me so much of Brett Favre. Gilbert, he throws lasers. Man, he is as talented a guy. Look, if at any minute Love falters, Gilbert, I'm just saying, you know, that boy's got a cannon. Gilbert, you want to respond to anything David said?
Yeah. Good morning, David. I don't think the Green Bay Packers want to go in reverse. They're not going to go in reverse with Mason Crosby. I mean, I'm sure he's in the glass breaking if in an emergency, if nobody picks him up. But they're going to get this guy a chance, you know. And like I said, it's first game jitters, man. You get the first game jitters. I mean, just like he was saying about how fast the guys are looking. The level of the games go faster. If you saw family night to this first preseason game.
Yeah.
It's intensely fast, man. You know what I'm saying? And you got to be on your game now because now they're evaluating you to cut you if you're not doing your job. You know what I'm saying? So when you go to what the center is doing and what the kicker is doing, they got guys in the weights to get those positions. They drafted this kid at quarterback to push Jordan Love.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's a method to their madness of what they're doing. But you got to understand something. You can't take it as they don't like me or they hate me or they're going to try to take. No, they're taking it to push you to be better than you're supposed to. Because remember what I said, Earl, every Tuesday on your day off, they are bringing in guys to replace you. No matter how much money you make, no matter how good you are, they're always looking for talent to replace you because they know at the end of the day, you're going to get replaced. Everybody gets replaced, period.
You know, Gilbert, he talked about that kicker. And you know, they already said the kid's got a big leg. He can boot it 60, 62, 63-yard field goals. Mason Crosby's leg is dying. You don't keep a leg kicking. I mean, I remember back in the day, man, the kickers kicked into their late 40s and, you know, and all of that. They still got a couple guys around now. But Mason Crosby can't kick consistently 50 yards anymore, and especially in Lambeau Field and in the cold, right? They need cats, man, who can kick off, who can get the ball. Crosby can't do that anymore. That's why they replace, and his cost, and what he and what they pay him.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Earl. You got to remember, you can kick the ball 70 yards. It's the accuracy that you have,
right,
that's going to keep you on the team. You see what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know, Mason Crosby's accuracy was off. And then sometimes it'd be on.
Right.
This kid, this new kid right here, if he should say. Come on. You hear them calling Snoop? You hear them calling Snoop?
Is that what they're saying?
No. Let's go.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Hey,
welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. What'd you say, Gilbert?
I know you heard that term before. Drop it like it's hot.
Yeah, I've heard that term, man. I can't say I know what it means, but
these cats gonna find out what it means if they don't keep their job.
let me tell you
not
something, man.
For long.
That man, Gilbert, the Packers are at least 6-7 deep in wide receivers. Man, they just kept trotting the cats out, making spectacular catches, great speed, you know.
Guess what that's gonna do, Earl? That's going to make Dobbs and Watson work harder to keep their job.
Well, they're all young, man. They can't keep all them cats. How many wide receivers can they keep? Three, maybe four?
You see, that's the beautiful thing about wide receivers. You can keep a lot of them because a lot of them can play special teams. You see what I'm saying? So you can have them in their special teams category and still have some dogs. It was like how Desmond Howard was. You know what I'm saying? He was a receiver, but he was a great kick returner.
Kick returner. I'll tell you something, man. Just watching them, and even Cincinnati had to talk about the players. Just how good these young guys were. So, you know, I'm not saying, Gilbert, that the Packers are going to the Super Bowl. But what we are saying is they got something to work with, man. You know.
But see, remember we were talking about when other teams come in and you scrimmage against other teams. And they scrimmage against them before they play them, right? Right. You see what I'm saying? So they knew a little bit about our capabilities going out there on the field.
Right.
And they had to talk about it because they saw the talent that we have. You understand what I'm saying? And vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't have Joe Burrows or anybody like that, but they put it down like that.
You know, so they're getting ready to do the same thing with New England. Mm-hmm. They're going out to New England. And practice a couple days with New England, and then play them. But Gilbert, the Packers are just so fast. What you realize more than anything else, Gilbert, is their foot speed on all levels just seem to be superior than Cincinnati, and that matters, right?
Absolutely. If you can outrun them, outjump them, outthink them, and be prepared to play a full game. I mean, come on, man. So I mean, Come on.
So let me ask you, man, because all of the, you know, the people have been playing taps for the Packers after Aaron Rodgers was gone. I know I was one, right? Hey, man, come on, man. What they going to do, man? They're going to finish dead last. After what I saw, got to give the Packers credit for a couple things. When they got rid of Davante Adams, or when he decided to go, and all of us said, oh, man, how could they let that happen? They were able to get some good draft choices for him, right? They were able to get some really top-notch draft choices for him when they let Aaron Rodgers go. They were able to get some great draft choices. And so they were able to get some great draft choices and bring some great young talent that really, to their credit, they looked at all of that and said, it's time to change everything, okay? That era for Rodgers is over. We got to move on. It's time to start over. And they knew what they had. We didn't know. Right? Because they know what they got from all that practice and the cast they drafted.
But, Earl, you got to remember what I've been saying for the longest. I've been telling you, we got a team that's going to be unleashed. I don't know if it's going to be in week 8. I don't know if it's going to be in week 12. But we got a team that's going to be pretty damn good. So stop reading all them clippings and stop listening to all these guys that ain't never put their hands in the dirt.
Yeah.
And get ready, because we got the talent and we got the firepower to compete with any other team in this league.
Well, and Gilbert.
It all starts with LaFleur.
Hey, Gilbert, let's not.
LaFleur.
Hey, Gilbert, let's not be delusional. Okay. They don't have the talent to compete with Kansas City, San Francisco.
I want everybody that's listening to this, listen to what Earl's saying and listen to what I'm saying.
Come back in week eight.
And talk this.
So, Gilbert, am I one of those guys who never had my hand in the dirt that you're talking about?
No, no. Okay. I'm just saying you got too much gray hair to understand what you're talking about.
Hey, listen, man. Kansas City, the Bills, San Francisco, you can't say these are favored teams because they have, they're ready, okay? They've had.
Don't forget Philly. Don't forget Philly.
Those teams, Gilbert, Packers aren't going to be able to compete with those teams because clearly they don't. Jordan Love is not equivalent to the quarterbacks I just mentioned. Okay, he may be down the road, but no way. Starting off, he is going to be. So the Packers aren't going to compete with them. Whether or not the Packers can compete in the NFL Central is another thing altogether. I'm saying to you that they will be they will be interesting. I still don't think they'll do any more than, what, they're playing 17 games? 9-8. If they do that, That's pretty good. But, man, they're not going any better than that. And I told you how great that talent is. They've got to learn. Gilbert, they got to learn. They got to learn the game, right? They got to learn to play together. You know, that doesn't come in a couple preseason games.
No, it takes a while, man, just because preseason is preseason. You know, don't get hung up on preseason. Let's look back. Kansas City lost all their preseason games and they Super Bowl champ.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So you can't go off. You can't do nothing off of preseason but evaluate talent and get your team put together.
Let me ask you, can LaFleur coach?
He pretty, and yes, he can coach.
I didn't say he wasn't pretty now. You know, having once been a pretty boy myself.
Oh, my God.
And then, you know, he can coach.
Yes.
He as a young man, he came up in that. What's the guys for the Rams? McVay.
Yeah. Yeah. They got all them cats and
young, and they can coach. And you got to give him credit. The players respect him, and they play for him, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like this. He said it himself. I finally get to coach now, meaning I ain't got this dude that's a three-time MVP and it's his way, and I got to fight through all that. Now I got a diamond in the rough that I can mold to be the guy I need him to be to win games. Period.
You know,
that's
man.
That's how it is.
You know, man, all of those things with the greatness that Aaron Rodgers brought, he also brought a lot of baggage. He didn't show up to the spring practices. He didn't show up. He wasn't a team guy, right, Gilbert? In the end, he wasn't a team guy. I want my guys, they wanted younger players. He told them, no, I want my guys.
Yep.
And he kind of set them back some. And really, they're kind of glad to see him go in the end.
In certain ways, you know, Earl, yeah, because like I said before, you know, it's hard to change something when you already think you're the main.
Right.
You're there. I demand this. I demand that because I did this, that, that. And that's understandable with quarterbacks. I mean, I'm sure Brett Favre did it in his day. I'm sure.
It'll come with Love, right?
Joe Montana did it in his day. And Jordan Love going to do it in his day. But he got the opportunity now to take this diamond in the rough and mold him into what he need him to be. Period.
Let me ask you, Gilbert, how much does the coach motivate, you know, your play, right? I mean, when you were there, certainly Mike Holmgren as the coach, how much was it that Mike Holmgren, who he was, because he was a no-nonsense dude, that he influenced what you did? Did he motivate you even more? And what role does that coach really play in it?
Absolutely, man. But you got to look at it like this, too. And like for the Buddy Ryans of the world.
Right, and
the different things like that.
The
head coaches for offense is like a dad. The defensive coordinator for the defense is like a stepdad. The offense, if he's an offensive coordinator, he's an offensive guy, then that's dang.
You mean the head coach. You mean the head coach.
The head coach.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if he's an offensive guy, that's their dad over there. We got to have our dad step up. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And if the defensive-minded head coach, then, you know, the defense is going to be looking towards him. So we had our coach was Fritz Sherman.
Oh, yeah, Fritz Sherman.
And every day, I don't care if it's a Monday, a Tuesday, a no-hitting day or whatever, he came down and started off with the defensive line first because he knew it starts up front. And if my horses ain't doing their job, we're done. He came down every day and started with us, even if he come down to just laugh at us. And here's the thing. You know, when you're out there practicing and Mike Holmgren will come over and you can kind of hear what they're saying in the back, and you hear them say, my God, look at him. Oh, my God, he's a baller. Man, that just increased your play 10 times fold because you know they're talking about you.
You know, Gilbert, all of those things that we don't see as fans. And that's really what Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger is really about, man. These stories about what happens behind the scenes. is what really kind of makes this as interesting as it's going to be. Because it's one thing to see you cats out there on the field. It's another thing altogether to hear the stories about Fritz Sherman, man. And, you know, a cat that, you know, some of us have heard about but really didn't get to know. You did.
And
got to go to a break. Hold the thought.
Innovator.
Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. We'll be right back. The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789 under the helmet with the Gravedigger. And you know, Gilbert, I got to give you credit, man. That was a really creative thing, the OJs and the Love Train. And they really...
And
you know what? And really, if the Packers were smart, they would take that on, man.
They need to take that.
Yeah,
on.
You need to teach them. Yeah, you know, man, you really need to let them, you know, reach out to them, man. Because, man, that's catchy, right?
It is, man.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, t-shirts.
That'll give him confidence. Can you imagine 70,000 people in the stadium?
Yeah, man, the Love Train.
And they go, all the ball.
Yeah. Hey, man, I just hate I didn't come up with the idea.
Hey, man, you may have wisdom, but you ain't got smarts like me, man.
Hey, Gilbert, really, you need to let them, I mean, that's perfect, man.
It is, man, but they ain't going to listen.
Are you kidding me? Why would they not listen to that? That only makes sense.
Because they mad because they ain't come up with it.
Let's go to Rico from Rock County. Hey, good morning to you, Rico. How you doing, man? You say what?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Hey, football, man. Yeah, football.
Oh, man, it's my favorite time of year, guys. Hey, looking forward. But I'll tell you what I'm really looking forward to this year, and I know all the talks on the offense and Jordan Love and all that, but I'll tell you what, I look at the last 8 games, Gilbert, of last season, and I'm looking forward to that defense. I'll tell you what, they were the ones I thought last year kept us competitive. Now, if they show up this season, you take all that pressure off of Jordan Love. I mean, he's got Jones and Dillon back there anyway. And that's kind of the way I'm looking at this season. Looking forward to the defense, man.
Hey,
really
Rico.
Am. Rico. So thanks for letting me talk.
Now, hang on, Rico.
What?
They're better.
I'll say.
They're better now. And don't forget, Gilbert, the Packers' defense, they've invested a lot in that defense over the last 3 drafts.
Because of what? Defense win championships, sir. Defense win championships. And I like where Rico going with this because he knows defense win championships.
Yeah.
Sorry to bust your bubble, Earl, but
no.
Defense is where it's at.
No, man. I mean, there's no question that Rico's talking about their defense. Last year, they invested 2 first-round draft choices on defensive guys. This is his second or third year. It was 2 cats from Alabama. Two cats from Alabama, right?
Yeah.
That they brought in.
The D lineman and the linebacker.
Yeah. They've 2 first round draft choices on those guys. The year before, Gary.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, come on, man. Is that kind of unusual, Gilbert? I mean, I know, you know, on the line guys, offensive linemen, they do that on the first rounds, but to invest 3 first round draft choices and they just invested this year's draft choice on a defensive lineman. First-round draft choice.
You got to remember, the year I first got there, they had two first rounders, George T. and Wayne Simmons.
Yeah.
Two first rounders that turned out to be hell of a NFL football players. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you got a combo like that, that's going to work out for a tandem for years to come, then that's going to be great for you. You know, but they gotta pan out before you look like you can pat yourself on the back as a GM. You know what I mean?
Well, it's something about the line position, Gilbert, defensive line position. They don't dominate right off. I mean, I don't see many defensive linemen who come in, Gilbert, no matter how high they're ranked, that dominate the first year. Is that why? Because that position is so difficult to play?
It's a difficult position to play. And like you, like me, you were talking off the air about Van Ness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, is he an every down player? Probably not. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be a great pass rusher. Let's get that out the way now. But can he play against the run? That's what we need to find out. Is he going to be on the field when it's running time or just in passing situations?
Well, but again, Gilbert, you look the last 3 years, they've invested first-round draft choices on the defensive line or linebacker. Yep. Come on, man.
Yep.
I mean, and then the years before that, defensive backs and safeties. They've been drafting, right? They've been using their high draft choices clearly on defense.
Because they remember in our glory days, Earl, defense got us to the Super Bowl. Even though the offense got all the fluff and all the everything behind the scenes, if you got a great defense that can stop the run and go against the pass, you're going to win some games.
So it's no question where LaFleur and them are going.
Yes.
You know, a blind man could see with all those draft choices that they've drafted. And I do know several years back, it was all defensive backs and safeties, top draft picks. And I guess they knew you can find wide receivers everywhere.
Right.
Right? I mean, it's a lot of talented cats, man.
But you gotta listen to this, though, Earl, why they was doing all that for those DBs and stuff. They call that the Randy Moss factor. We got to get us some DBs in here.
Randy Moss used to clean their clocks.
Yeah. So, I mean, for years, we trying to find the best one, and then it just sticks with the team. You know what I'm saying?
So, and because we're running out of time, Gilbert, that line and coverage. They go hand in hand.
They go hand in hand. They go hand in hand.
I don't care how great your defensive line is. If you don't have no coverage guys, you're going to get killed, right?
Yes, but in vice versa to that, we got to get pressure on that quarterback so he can't sit back there and pick you apart, too.
It don't matter how good the coverage is if you don't put no pressure on.
You ain't lying. Mickey Mouse can throw a dig out on you quickly if you got time.
Hey, man, I don't know what happened to the time, but as always, man, always great to have you on, man.
Thank you, Earl.
Hey, man.
Always good to see you.
Let's get ready to rumble! Under the helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show, man. It's time.
It's time.
All right. We'll see you next Monday.
See you, brother. See you, Calvin.
All right. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Up next, Sandy Williams. See you later.